Well, I mean, I was lucky enough when I was here at Madison to have Diane Bless, who was my PhD advisor, who recognized the fact that, you know, these were not skills that she was going to be able to teach me, but was wonderful enough to point me to the people who could and secure enough in that. And she pointed me to you. So, but which you were able to help to some extent. And then the rest of it is you pretty much are going to have to go out into molecular biology departments, human genetic departments, take classes in those departments and find mentors in those departments. That's what I had to do. And then again, I'm taking this K-30 program at University of Utah right now, which allows me to take classes in all this technology. But the best thing is to do is to actually get in the lab and do it, because it's nice to talk about it and to know the technology, but to actually do it hands-on, then that's when you really start learning what's good and bad and what really works and what doesn't.